How many accountants a nation needs is not a question that is often asked, and rational citizens could be forgiven for answering that many fewer than we have would be about right. But accountants should be thankful that their image is comparatively dull. It means that they can operate happily below the radar of public opinion. Though in recent months, when "shoot the auditors" has become the go-to cry of financial commentators and MPs in need of a boost to their ratings, this has not really been so. But, as we all know, accountants, by and large, do a good job, particularly when they are operating as small firms or the voice of sense within a company. What this self-effacing approach tends to disguise is the sheer cumulative value they add. And for this you have to go, where else? To the figures. At the tail end of last year, the consultants Oxford Economics crunched the numbers for the CCAB, the forum representing the UK and Irish accounting bodies. And they tell a remarkable story. The headline was that accountants, be they in accounting firms or in business generally, contributed some £59 billion to the UK's GDP, and in Ireland, getting on for 5% of the nation's economy was down to the accountants. Once again, because they are not obvious to the general public, the amount of contribution that comes from accountants slides by the knowledge of the outside world. Oxford Economics research tells a lovely story. Not only are there a staggering number of accountants operating in the UK and Ireland, but their direction is following the path that much of business is not. When it comes to gender balance, the profession is close to the 50-50 mark that everyone hopes for. The number of women has been steadily rising for years and now represents some 36% of the profession. But when you look to the future, as represented by student numbers, these show that women represent 49% of the totals, and the ACCA itself has a 46% of women members. There is a dynamic at work in this diversity, and this feeds into the insatiable demand for accountants generally. There are 536,400 members of the UK and Ireland's professional bodies around the world, with 326,000 of those in the UK and 38,000 in Ireland. There are some 5,660 audit firms active in the UK. And stepping back from the parochial gathering of numbers, the research shows that the direct impact of accountancy contributed £59 billion to UK GDP in 2017 alone. Over £21 billion from the accounting services sector, and the remaining almost £40 billion from the work of in-house accountants. That all adds up to 3.2% of all economic activity in the whole of the UK economy, and a massive 45% of the output of the entire financial services sector. And all this activity employed some 810,500 people and contributed £8.9 billion of tax revenue. On top of this, the UK exported £3.1 billion worth of accountancy services. As so often, you may feel blinded by the steady stream of figures. But what they represent is something else, an extraordinary profession, for all its plainness of image, growing in a dynamic and steadily useful way. Accountants should be quietly smiling, not just because they are generally well paid for what they do, but at the value they add across the business and social world.